today. Let's check in with Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Mountain View Cougars play for the Oregon State 5A football crown this Saturday. Mountain View head coach Steve Turner says this is the first time ever for the Cougs to play for the title and the first time that a Bend school has played for the title since 1940. Turner says as the fourth quarter of their game against Marist ended last week, they realized what the win meant, but the celebration was very short.
I was happy. I was happy for the kids. I was happy for the school. But that elation didn't last long because I know that what we still have to do is we still have to prepare for we have to play the state champion, and that's a big task. So I didn't enjoy the win for very long.
Turner says there will be several student and parent rally buses that head to Hillsboro on Saturday. Now, if you can't make it to the game, we'll carry it for you. Mountain View and Sherwood this Saturday evening. Kickoff is at 5:30. Airtime is 5:25. UCLA Bruins going to be bowl eligible no matter the outcome of tomorrow's Pac-12 title game against Oregon. Can you say crushing? The NCAA approved the Bruins' petition to allow them to play in a bowl despite the possibility of having a losing record. They will. A loss to the Ducks in Eugene will put the Bruins at 6-7, and Rick Neuheisel has been fired. That makes them, I'm sure, very attractive. The Trailblazers say they have not made any decisions on using the amnesty provision to waive Brandon Roy. Team President Larry Miller says, quote, "We have not, and regardless of what's been said out there, made a decision on amnesty as of yet," end quote. Miller also covered a variety of other topics in a 20-minute press conference, including post-help, Greg Oden, Nicholas Batum, and season ticket holders. Washington State has its next head football coach. The Cougars have agreed to a 5-year contract with former Texas Tech head coach Mike Leach. He replaces Paul Wolf, who was fired Tuesday after going just 9-40 in 4 seasons. The 50-year-old Leach was 84-43 in 10 seasons with the Red Raiders. And the NFL kicks off Week 13 action tonight with a matchup between Philadelphia and Seattle at Quest Field. The Eagles will once again be without quarterback Michael Vick, but Seattle coach Pete Carroll says the Eagles are still a very potent team. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
A friend of mine was at the Mountain View game last week. In fact, he saw both the playoff games, and he talked to the Sherwood coach after that.
Right.
And you've seen Mountain View from the beginning of the year. Sherwood,
right,
of course, beat them earlier this season. But the comment from the Sherwood coach was that Mountain View has improved a great deal since they played them last.
Yes, they
Would
have.
You agree?
So it's going to be a very, very good matchup.
Okay.
I am not even going to venture a guess as to who wins that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going in with a winning attitude there, boys. And may you just be successful and have a great time at it. But, yeah, it sounds like they got a good shot at it.
I think they do. I think it's a 50-50.
All right. Thanks.